Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel with the Joes, Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio from BetQL.
Welcome back, BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G. It is time for lightning bets, and not just any lightning bets. We got a lot here. We're going to give our six favorite plays for the weekend, three NFL sides or totals, and three props we like a lot for wildcard week. And we'll get to that, but first, Joe, we did this a couple weeks ago, and we had a blast with it. We did a same-game parlay in conjunction with FanDuel Sportsbook. So you can hop on. You'll see it at the top, the promos tab. And if you scroll through in your app, you'll see it. It's right there. It'll have our logo of the show on there. And you could jump on with a same-game parlay. But this is even better because now FanDuel has same-game parlay plus. You could combine sides from multiple games into a same-game parlay. So a couple players from one game, a couple players from another game. Boom. We have a same-game parlay plus. So, Joe, tonight we're going to go with two teams that we know well and watch closely. Sixers, Celtics tonight, Philadelphia, and the Warriors and the Bulls tonight, obviously the Bulls side. So we'll each throw in a couple, and we'll have ourselves a four-leg parlay for tonight. I'll throw these two in for the Sixers-Celtics side of our same-game parlay plus. Let's go Joel Embiid, 30-plus points. He has reached that total, I believe, in seven straight games. In fact, he had 31, again, on the dot last game. He's been on fire. He's playing his best basketball by far of the season. They need him because they don't have much else right now with Ben Simmons still watching. So Embiid, 30-plus points. And the other leg I'll go with Seth Curry, 3-plus made threes. I still think Curry's one of the more underrated players in the league. It probably always will be because of who his brother is. He's good. Plays a lot of minutes, and he's a really good shooter. So we'll go 3-plus made threes for Seth Curry tonight. Embiid, 30-plus points.
All right, very good. So we don't see much posted on the Warriors side because they're dealing with a number of injuries, so we're not sure on Friday morning exactly who's going to go, but the Bulls side is posted for the majority of them. Some that I have been betting are not posted yet, some of the bench players. So we can't go that route, but without Draymond Green, I mean, look at what some of the bigs have been doing against the Warriors this week. So I've got to go with Vooch. I'm going to go 12-plus rebounds for Vooch. No juice there. That's plus money at plus 114. The problem with 10 plus is I'm laying minus 230, so we want to get some value out of this. So I'm going with 12 plus rebounds for Vooch. And then who's going to be the scorer? DeRozan's numbers have dipped a little bit from the scoring department. And I can see LaVine with Steph Curry in the building wanting to match him. I'm going to go with Zach LaVine, 25 plus points. And that leg is minus 122, but I'm going to go with LaVine, close to the same price as DeRozan, but we'll do LaVine 25 plus points, Vooch 12 plus rebounds.
All right, I like it. That's our same game parlay plus over at FanDuel, and that'll be up later on.
Do we know the odds or not until it's posted?
15 to 1.
Okay,
that's not bad.
Yeah. All right, 15 to 1, four leg parlay. Join us. We'll have some fun with that tonight as we watch some NBA. Before a big wild card weekend. All right, let's make our plays here. And we're going to keep standing throughout the postseason, so we'll have some fun with this, how we do on our props and our games. So we'll go over our three favorite plays games-wise. You could do side or a total, and then your three favorite props. Joe, want to go first?
Yeah, just quick question. Do these have to be full game? What kind of rules are we doing? I'm wondering if I can do a first half better.
You can do first half. I'd say anything. First half, totals, whatever you want.
Okay.
All right, good. I'm going to start with Sunday Night Football. Kansas City minus 7. It's been sitting there. I don't think it's going to close minus 7 in the first half. Steelers have been horrendous at the start of games over the last month and a half. I mean, their offense is pathetic as it is, but they've been especially bad. And this time around, Kelsey's going to be on the field. We're going to have a healthy Tyreek. I don't think this is going to be pretty. And I know this is very public. It's the side that most of the public's going to be on by the time we get to Sunday night. I'm actually shocked by the amount of support that we're seeing from the Steelers. But, hey, they are a very popular team. So I'm going Kansas City, the big favorite. I'll do -7 in the first half. We're going back and forth. You want me to rattle off three?
Yeah, we'll go back and forth. That'll make it fun. Okay. All right, my first play for Wild Card Weekend. Let's go with the first game. I'll go Bengals. I wish it was 4.5, but it's 5.5 now. I'll take it there. I just think the snaps and the attrition for the Raiders will get them in the end, and I think the Bengals pull away and win this game by more than 6 points. So I'll go Bengals -5.5 for the full game for my first play. They win. Jay get the monkey off their back. First win since 1991 in the playoffs, which just sounds so strange to say. It's 2022.
Mm-hmm. Paul, you in or no?
Yeah. I'll jump in and Jake will go next. I'll go Niners +3. I think they could definitely win this game. Could be a shootout, but I think they have what it takes to pull the upset. And like Jimmy G is getting healthier every week, as we heard Ed Egros say. Like Kyle Shanahan should be able to scheme away from the turnovers against that, you know, turnover happy defense. So give me the Niners +3. Maybe it lands inside a field goal. Maybe they pull off the upset.
I'm going to take a page out of the Joe O book. I'm going to take the Eagles +5.5 in the first half. I think they keep it close for a half. They come out amped up, but playoff Lenny and the Bucks get it together in the second half. They probably end up winning the game, but I think the Eagles can keep it close for at least a half.
That's interesting, especially if the weather is wacky in the first half and those two teams kind of play it close to the vest with those turnovers. I could, that's a good play.
Yeah, well, I mean, you Philly people, listen. I've got to fade on this.
I'm not surprised Joe G is the only one saying that's a good play, but
makes sense to me.
Give me Tampa Bay -8.5. That's my second play. Add it to the KC first half. I'm going Tampa Bay -8.5. The weather concerns me a little bit, but we've got strength on strength. I think the Bucs run defense is going to do a good enough job against the Eagles. Hurts in his first playoff game. Sirianni in his first playoff game going up against Arians and Brady. And Brady's going to find Gronk in the end zone a couple of times, and they're going to end up running away in the end.
Well, you know I got to go next. I mean, I got to follow this up with the Eagles +8.5. There's no other way to go. I don't think Tampa's as good as they were 2 months ago, and the Eagles are way better than they were 2 months ago. I think this is a close game throughout, and even if my money line play is wrong, the 8.5 I don't think will be. We'll go Eagles +8.5 on Sunday at 1:00 against the Bucks. So we're head-to-head on that one.
So, I mean, I like KC first half, but I'm trying to do a little game theory and not double up here. So I'm going to go opposite you guys, and like, I haven't heard a single person be on the Bills laying the 4. So I'll just go contrarian, and I'll take the Bills laying the 4 against a rookie quarterback on the road in his first playoff start. We talked about all those numbers. So I'll take the Bills -4.
I mean, you got it. Sticking with that New England and Buffalo game, you have to hit under no matter what, right? Like, that's just, it seems like a no-brainer still, which probably makes me an idiot. But under 44, that's still, like, how do these teams get to 20 points, over 20 points each? How do they score 3 touchdowns each? Like, that's just it. Under 44 for that New England Buffalo game, given what those conditions are going to be.
All right. Well, now I'll pick my second head to. Oh, Joe's up again.
Yeah. So I've got Kansas City -7 in the first half, Tampa Bay -8.5 full game. And it's time for me to take an underdog. Oh, I get Kyle Shanahan and points against Mike McCarthy. That's the route I'm going to go. We've been breaking down that one. It's going to be a fun one, probably the best game of the weekend, but I'm getting 3. With the Niners, I will take those 3 points.
All right, I'll go head-to-head with Paul. I'll be on the Patriots +4. I don't trust Josh Allen, and it's not just because of the weather. I just don't love the way he's playing. And that Patriots defense for most of the year was good, and that game that he beat him up a couple weeks ago, then that might have been a little fluky. I'll take Belichick against an erratic quarterback as Paul goes with fading a rookie quarterback. So I'll go with the Patriots +4.
I'll take the game we hate. I'll take the points. I'll take the Cardinals +3.5. I just think that's, you know, maybe lands on 3, but give me the points. Like, two teams that we don't trust.
I made it.
Do I want to
do it?
I don't. What do you think I'm going to do?
Are you considering Raiders?
No.
Oh, what are you looking at?
I'm considering the Steelers.
Ooh.
I'm considering it.
A lot of sharp people like it.
I know, like 12.5 is a lot.
It's a lot.
And their defense is decent. I'm trying to convince myself to do it. I'm just going to do it just for the fun of it. I'll go Steelers plus 12 and a half. Why not?
Just for funsies.
Just for funsies, yeah. It's all right. I pantsed all of you in the Calcutta, so it's fine if I lose this.
Yeah, you have a lot of teams in that. All right, so now it's on to props.
Right. Just, yeah, and I would say, why don't you just roll off all three props you like, yep, and we'll move, yep, on.
Okay.
Yep. I'll go first.
I'll go first.
Yeah,
first.
Go ahead.
All right, my three props for this one. Mac Jones under 30.5 pass attempts in the Bills-Patriots game. I'll go Jalen Hurts over 48.5 rushing yards. I think he might go well over that total. And we'll go Josh Jacobs over 16.5 carries. He ran the ball 26 times on Sunday. This is their ticket to keeping Joe Burrow off the field. Jacobs over 16.5 carries.
Can I give one out, even though a number's not posted, and I'm willing, sure, to take, yeah, whichever number?
Sure.
That one I'm referencing is Damian Harris. It was in the mid-50s earlier this week. I'll take his rushing yards. I'll go rushing yards over on Damian Harris, and I'm assuming that's going to be somewhere between 55 and 60. Mm-hmm. Darren Waller, 59.5 is his number for receiving yards. It keeps climbing, so if you want to bet it, I jump in now. I'm sure it's going to close somewhere in the 60s at least. Waller over 59.5. Bengals have had issues against the tight end in their last matchup. Waller had a hell of a day, and I think that's going to happen again. So Harris over on the rushing, Waller over on the receiving, and I've got to go with Deebo Samuel anytime touchdown. It's close to even money at minus 115. It's close, and I know some spots are doing some boosters with him. We can get it into plus money. But Deebo Samuel will hit pay dirt, so that's my third prop.
All right, three props real quick. Gronk TD, we've talked about the Eagles being bad against tight ends. That's a plus money. Mac Jones under 205.5 passing yards with the weather, and hasn't reached that in either game against the Bills. And I'm with Joe G on the Zeke theory. Under 51.5 rush yards. Three bombs for you, Super Bowl MVP. Kevin Byard, 400-1. Matthew, 300-1. Trayvon Diggs, 250-1.
Who?
Going DBs. DBs.
Wow.
He said Byard.
When Paul threw out a Larry Brown tweet from 1996 this week, I knew we were hearing DBs. All right, Jake, what are your props?
All right, real quick, I'm going to go Cowboys D anytime touchdown plus 380. I'm going to go Josh Allen. Over 44.5 rushing yards. And I'm going to go Chris Boswell points over 5.5. Let's do kicking props.
Oh, we got Steelers kicking props. Now we've got everything now.
Kevin, I would like to take credit. I'll take credit for Paul's 400-1 bomb because I gave him a golfer yesterday at 1,000-1.
Yeah, that kind of set the wheels in motion.
Yeah.
Hey, you're the most tie for the most picks by safety this year.
Listen, there's only one show that gives you Titans, defensive backs, Super Bowl MVP props, and it's BetQL Daily. Everyone have a great weekend. If you're listening, stay tuned for Jim Rohn. If you're watching on Twitch, stay tuned for the Daily Tip right here on the BetQL Network.